Base KX, mobile.
We're CEF mobile. How you doing, Patrick?
How about you, Andrew? You almost home?
Well, now getting on the road.
Today, ain't you?
Fortunately, well, I guess that's the way it goes. And I got class for the next 2 days. Good old touchy Philly stuff.
Now, huh?
Let's see. I think this one and maybe two more months worth, where I have to go 2 days at a time. And then I have to do my final thing and talk about how great it is and how much it's changed my life and, you know, the way I impact my people or something, you know.
That'll be interesting.
I was great to start with, and nothing got any better.
What day with this, you got up there and said something like that?
By having to take it all over again.
Then.
Ten on this rainy day.
Hey, but I'm glad it quit raining.
By the time I get to my truck, that's when it stops, so my pants are already soaking wet.
You know, hour or so ago.
Weather gauge and see if we got the 3 inches that they were planning on.
That'd be real close.
A lot. Every time I've looked outside, it hadn't been doing anything until I got ready to leave. But, I know it's supposed to have rained pretty good today. I know my wife said it was raining good. She's rubbing it in, telling me how good it was today to just be lazy and stay in the bed. Oh, man.
I tell you, thank you for being able to do that.
No, she has before. I'll give her that. But no, not this time. Just about how she got to be lazy and curl up in bed with the dog. And that was it. That was all I got out of it. Just a good day for us.
I'll do that. Just rub it in every now and then. She only works part-time, so she'll rub it in when she stays home. Like, yesterday, Monday and Tuesday, they didn't work at all.
Every once in a while, or I'll text her, you know, 11 o'clock or so when I go to lunch, and be like, hey, how's school going? And she's like, oh, we ain't got started yet. We just woke up a little while ago. I'm like, God almighty.
I don't know what I would do if I was in the bed at 11 o'clock during the day.
From being young, but, you know, those days are long behind me. Now I do good if I get to sleep in till 7:30 or 8.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
Well, I guess I'll just stay up late enough, you know, 2, 3 or more in the morning, and I'll sleep till 9, but I really didn't gain any more hours of sleep.
When you're as good looking as we are, you don't need any more beauty sleep, right?
Yeah, that's it. That is exactly it.
Laugh out of you.
Actually ready for the weekend, but I hate to see what I'm going to have to do. I doubt the wife's even called the guy to come out and look at the septic tank. Get online and I look, and the number of years between getting it cleaned out varies so much. I mean, you go on some websites, and they're like, yeah, do it every year. And then it's like, well, it depends on how big your tank is, which I don't know. I'd have to go through my paperwork at the house. But, you know, and then some of them are like, well, 2 to 5 years. And I'm like, so there's no real good rhyme or reason.
I can tell you how often mine's been pumped. Once in 25 years.
Mine made it, let's see, I think my house is 15, maybe 16 years old. It made it that long. I guess it was probably 13 years whenever I had to have it pumped. But it's when it's like this, you know, when we get a bunch of rain over a short period of time and the ground just gets so saturated, it just tends to want to back it up if we do too much. Because my wife was washing dishes and did a couple loads of laundry. So I think that's more of what it is than anything else.
Careful.
I know we had a good bit of rain because it got so bad I could see the water puddling up around the pool, which is not normal to see, you know, water beaded up around my pool like that. So It was definitely a good bit. I mean, I don't know. And it's draining. I mean, by the time I got home yesterday, most of the toilets had drained down, and then the showers were drained completely out a couple hours later. I took a shower this morning with really no issues. I just didn't take my time. You know, I hurried up and got done. But so it's definitely draining down. I mean, the drain feels working.
To think about future is one of the high efficiency washing machines, so you don't use as much water per load.
What about that? I got one of the cheaper high efficiencies, but I mean, even like my dishwasher, that thing's 15 years old. I'm sure I could, you know, save some water there and replace my boy's toilets. I'm sure there's areas where I can save water and improve how much goes into the septic tank.
One leaking commode, you wouldn't believe how fast that will overload a septic system.
The way my boys take showers, like my oldest one now, he's into these 20-minute showers, and I'm like, well, you know, you try to start wondering what he's doing in there. So every once in a while, I sneak in and be like, what are you doing? And he's just still just standing there up under it, and like, you don't realize how much water you use in running the hot water out, too.
I'll tell you how I fixed that one. Is there's an access panel on the back of the shower for my son's bathroom. I went in and put me a valve on the hot water side before it got to the spigot. That way I could cut the hot water off and all we got was cold water.
It's a fantastic idea. That would be a good idea. I would love to do that. KO4CEF.
I worked for several years with my uncle doing plumbing repair and installation, the septic system, the whole nine yards. So, yeah, I snuck in there and done that one weekend while he was gone to his nana's, and then when he come back, he got a rude awakening. I set me an egg timer, and I went in there and I cut the hot water off.
I don't ever remember being that way. I don't know. I'm just like, you know, I usually get in there and get out, but he just takes forever. You're just like, you know, boy, it ain't a bath. It ain't like when you were young, you could stay in there 30 minutes in the bathtub. It's a shower.
You didn't do that. We had wood heat, and the bathroom was the first room away from the heater, so you was in and out as quick as you could go.
Yeah, I tell you, I've threatened him a couple times to dump some cold ice cold water on him if it didn't hurry him get out, but man, it's just staying on him right now, and that probably does not help, even though he don't take a shower but every 2 or 3 days if I'm lucky.
Go to your hot water heater and turn the hot water off if it's got a cutoff valve on it, and it'll cut the water off to him also.
Do that. Mine's up under the daggum house, and God, I hate climbing up under there. About time to replace it too, because I mean, it's as old as the house is, and I've already replaced the elements at least once, so I'm sure it's got so much mineral deposits from the water inside of it, it ain't funny. And you know, got to bring it up to code and all that other good stuff, so that's some money I got to spend, so I really don't want to do it on the septic tank if I can help it.
Take everybody on a vacation, that way the septic's there by itself, not being used for a while.
Because I definitely hadn't got to go, you know. Last year I was at the beach about every other month, and this year it's 3 months in and I ain't even got to play in one yet.
It seemed like you were going to the lake or down to the beach quite a bit, and I hadn't heard you mention it in several months.
Moved to the new area, I would have done been down at least twice by now, I'm sure. I mean, I tried to plan one out, but so there's three managers in the area, well, four, and we're down to two of us right now because one guy, he got a position on night shift and the other one's out with surgery, so it's like, not a good time to take time off, so I just put it off for a little while longer.
thought any more about this weekend?
I'm to the wife this evening and see if she'd be interested in going up to Vierville. I'm sure they'd like to go, so as long as we don't have somebody coming out for this septic thing, I would love to get up there and walk around. From the pictures on their website, it looks like it's huge, but, you know, that can always be misleading.
Any more with the whole COVID scare and all that, hopefully everything will start getting back to normal.
I really thought there was another one close by, but maybe that was the closest one I saw. I don't know. I'm going to have to look, but, you know, they kind of started cranking back up this time of year, so I was hoping there'd be some nearby.
I know the first one I really went to was Shelby last year, and I think it was in the fall, if I remember right.
It's usually like September or so, and there's another one that I saw on the ARRL's website. I think it was in June. So, but I was really thinking there were some more between now and then, but I'm going to have to look again.
Carter will have theirs around end of summer, the one up in Waynesville.
In this last year, it was pretty good. So I'm really hoping to take in some more. I'd like to see it. I mean, I'd love to go to one like Shelby, you know, because I'd heard a lot of good things about it. But, I mean, I really don't know what I want or need, but I would definitely try to find something.
I didn't go down with the intentions of really buying anything. It was just getting out of the house and moving around again, you know, just not sitting at the house all the time.
Gonna throw Lawrenceville in the mix to the Georgia, the Stone Mountain Hemp Fest. It's probably about the best regional one we got around here.
Okay. Well, at Stone Mountain, I have never been there, so that would just give me two excuses to go.
Stone Mountain Hemp Fest, but it's in Lawrenceville, it's like the fairgrounds or whatever over there. But it's, I think it's kind of outpaced Shelby nowadays. Hadn't been to Shelby in probably 3 or 4 years, but we try to hit Lawrenceville every time they have it open.
If it's listed on the ARRL website, maybe I can set a reminder for it.
Like it's during the fall, around October, November time frame. But it's definitely a good one. And yeah, I was at Waynesville last year, too. That was my first time going, and really enjoyed that one. But, yeah, Lawrenceville one is probably the biggest round. Anyway, I'll let you guys get back at it. I just want to throw that out there. Okay, 4CHY. Name's Keith over at Center.
I got to answer the phone. KO4CHY.
Any information, I believe it was Keith, if I got it right. KO4HKX here. Noisy tool truck, and sometimes it's hard to hear.
It's rattling around, I could imagine.
These roads don't help none either.
For that.
You're right, you said that was Stone Mountain. I'm assuming that's South Carolina.
Negative, that's Georgia, Stone Mountain, Georgia. They call it Stone Mountain Ham Fest, and it is in, it's like the Lawrenceville, whatever their county fairgrounds is.
I'll have to look that one up. I live up in Western North Carolina.
Yeah, from Seneca here, it takes probably an hour and a half, maybe.
It's about 2.5. Almost 3 for me. I live in Brevard.
That's making it a pretty far piece coming over the mountains and everything to get to it. But it's definitely a good one. Like I said, I think it's probably about the best regional one we got around here. You know, other than if you want to go down to Hamcation, I try to stay out of Florida. Over.
Not much on traveling quite that far, but if I can make it there and back in a day, I'm okay.
Yeah, we We did rent a room for Waynesville this last time. It was pretty nice. Yeah, we'll probably go back there too this time around.
It was only about an hour out for me, so I'm a lot closer. So that's not too bad.
I actually went to Charlotte this past weekend, and I got there late, so obviously I was disappointed, because you know, about lunchtime on the last day, everybody starts backing up, so by the time I got there, people were either packing or packed. Over.
I didn't hear about that one until last week, so I didn't have a chance to get to that one.
It's a whirlwind trip for me, too. That's why I didn't... wasn't any plans for it. I just kind of showed up and was a little late. Over.
It's a good time to come in. Somebody might want to get rid of it instead of hauling it home. You never know.
I've run across that a few times. Yeah, not this time, but got what I actually went for. Needed some coax. And, you know, could have ordered it, but I figured, oh, well, get out of the house and ride up there and back. There's a place in Greenville I like to eat called the Lost Cajun. So, telling Dave about it, I stopped there on my way by and brought dinner home.
Stopped meeting somewhere, but I'm coming up on the state line, so the repeater will be dropping out, or I'll be dropping out of the repeater here for too long. So I'll go ahead and say 7-3s to you, and you stay safe out there. KO4HKX.
HKX, KN4CHY. Yep, good talking to you, 73s, and you be careful yourself, and we'll catch you later down the log. KN4CHY, standing by, listening.
I'm pulling in the driveway, and KN4CHY is good talking to you. Appreciate you telling us about the ham fest down there, so I'll be looking out for that one. This is KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your phone.
KO4HKX.
Talking to you. We'll catch you later down the log. Have a good evening. KO4CHY, clear.